What would you call, just tell me if you don't know, what would you call rich black soil?
Oh, it's topsoil, good topsoil. Mm-hmm.
What about soil that was part sand and part clay? Do you have a name for that?
No. All I've heard is called clay soil. That's all I've ever heard called.
Okay. Now suppose you had land that was a bit swampy and you wanted to put it to cultivation, or somebody you know did. What would you say they would do to the land to get the water off?
They'd have to drain it first.
Okay. What would you call the, you see these things dug through fields that the purpose of it is to drain the water off. What do you call that?
Drainage ditches.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the shallow arm of the sea where it comes up to the land and the tide changes the level in it?
Well, frankly, you got me on that.
Okay. What do you call a deep valley cut by a stream of water in the woods, say, or in a field, and they say it's about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across, and the size isn't really
important. Well, it's a canal, or mm-hmm. great.
The main thing is it's cut by a stream.
It's cut by a stream, which is, canals is usually what's cut by a stream.
Okay. What if there's been a heavy rainfall now, and the rain has cut a little channel across a road or a field? What do you call that kind
it's
of thing?
It's a road.
Okay. Do you... What's the individual name for each one of them? Do you have a name like that? As opposed to erosion being the name of the process, what's the, what would you call a...
We used to say washed a rut.
A rut?
Out in the road.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Or ruts in the road, which is makes a road wash water dry.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be quite a few of them in DeKalb County, by the way.
Dirt roads?
Yeah, washboard roads, which is that... washing the ruts. See, the water run across at different places, and everywhere it leaves one of those ruts. And when you go up with a car, it's bumpy, wavy, real bad.
We used to have a few right home. Mm-hmm. Do they pave all the roads in DeKalb County?
Just about all of them. Most of the heavily traveled roads are paved.
What do you call a small stream of water?
Branch. Or creek.
Mm-hmm. Is there a difference in size?
No, not necessarily. You get on up larger, you get into the rivers, of course.
Yeah, but that thing out back here is...
That's just a little branch or uh-huh. creek.
Okay. What's the name of that stream out there? Do you happen to know?
It hasn't got a name that I know.
Okay. Do you know of any other streams in the neighborhood?
Oh yeah, Nancy Creek over here, mm-hmm. which used to be a nice fishing creek till it became so polluted
really?
You can't even fish in it anymore.
Wow.
And Peachtree Creek, you know, we have the two Peachtree Creeks down here that come together, and that's where all the flooding is down Woodward Way, you know.
Woodward Way?
Down there, Northside Drive in Woodward Way.
Oh, okay. That's that thing where his cab and pulled her to work together on the road. What do you call a very small rise in land?
Oh, a hill.
Okay. Is anything smaller than a hill that you know of that's a rise in land?
No, not unless it just be a mound, and they usually refer to Indian mounds or mound of rocks or something,
uh-huh.
where they pile them up. Man-made, most of them.
What do you call a hill, you might say, see in some places it's flat on top? Do you have a name for that as opposed to a hill?
No.
Okay.
That could be called a ridge.
Mm-hmm. How would you characterize a ridge now?
Well, it's high, but yet it has a road or a flat place on top where you can travel on.
Mm,
most of these hills, you know, you just don't travel on. If it's real high.
And
I'm
hills
not talking about a mountain.
How would you define a mountain as opposed to a hill?
Well, it's a much higher in height, reaches an elevation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.